Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
8 concerts, 9 member countries and 470 performers. This is the statistics of the forthcoming 17th edition of the International Folklore Festival in Veliko Tarnovo, central Bulgaria. From the 19th to the 26th of July, the town will see diverse shows with music, dance and cultural diversity. More details about the International Folklore Festival in Veliko Tarnovo from Emil Pavlov, president of the forum.
The concerts are dozen and we often tour neighboring towns like Razgrad, Travna and Ruse. The festival's key venue is Marinopole Park and its duration is 8 days. Apart from concerts of 4 groups, we also have a very diverse accompanying program. There'll be a night of traditional food exhibitions and contests. As to participants, for the past years, more than 230 groups from 98 countries have performed in Tarnovo. This year, we're looking forward to groups from Mexico, Colombia, Indonesia and Georgia, who will be in Bulgaria for the first time, as well as from Egypt. This year's participants come from various parts of Europe, Latin America and Asia. These mostly young people are very active communicating on social networks. Over the year we have been keeping in touch with them to support their enthusiasm in preserving their folklore.
From Emil Pavlov we also learned that the forum in Tarnovo is partnering with UNESCO and has been offering new entries for the World Heritage List of that organization. Tarnovo audiences have watched exceptional shows like that one of Sama dance from Indonesia, dervish dances, etc. By tradition, the International Folklore Festival includes a night dedicated to Bulgaria. This year, it is part of the 4th National Forum of Folklore Groups, and the best of them will be given the chance to appear at prestigious international festivals. The Bulgarian Folklore Show will present Sofia-based groups such as Balkan and Ja and Bulgarche and Ternovche children's groups. Other participants include the professional Iskra group, the 60-year-old Sider Vojvoda and Iliev group.
Milena Cherpanlieva from the Balkan Folklore Group says that the group has been rehearsing with enthusiasm for the forthcoming festival in Tarnovo.
It is a great honor to have been invited, she adds. The town is such a unique place with the grace of history in the air. To this we add the chance to become part of this incredible blend of cultures from across the world. This is a fantastic experience. We're going to take part in the procession down Tarnovo streets when everybody's dressed up in their best costumes to present the best of their national folklore. On stage, we're going to play our shop dance. Our dance group consists of 30 dancers aged from 13 to 50. They have different occupations, including pupils and university students. The group's leader is Kirill Cherpanlieff, and he has created the choreography for most dancers. They present the Bulgarian traditional rituals, a good way to come across to audiences with bits of Bulgarian history and tradition. We are keen on festivals because they can give the start to worthy friendships. For the short time we are together, we show the most positive aspects of the national mentality. Contacts are informal, a natural way to gain knowledge about the culture and history of different nations. This festival brings together young, positive and open-hearted people and transforms the cultural event into a fete for both performers and audiences, concludes Milena Cirpanliba from Balkan Folklore Group. Has been a report for the forthcoming folklore festival in the town of Veliko Trnovo.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.